Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette girl fatally injured in ATV accident on Thursday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A tragic incident occurred on Thursday afternoon when a 6-year-old girl from Gillette was fatally injured by an ATV, prompting an investigation by the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Deputies responded to the call at 1:30 p.m. in the area of Gold Buckle Place and Highway 51, located between Gillette and Rosette, regarding a child run over by an ATV, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Upon arrival, deputies immediately began life-saving measures on the girl. Emergency medical services then transported her to the hospital, where she was officially pronounced deceased, according to Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum. The 6-year-old, Elizabeth C. Garner, died from multiple blunt force trauma injuries, Wallum reported. The ATV was driven by another juvenile, though the deputy's report did not specify the driver's age or gender. Wallum mentioned there was considerable confusion and panic from the numerous 911 calls. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is currently investigating to determine the events leading up to the girl's death. New leads and 5-year-old disappearance of Moorcroft, Wyoming man. Chance Engelbert, a 25-year-old from Moorcroft, Wyoming, has been missing for nearly 5 years since his disappearance during a visit to his in-laws in Nebraska. Cowboy State Daily reported on July 6, 2019, surveillance footage last captured him walking in Gearing, Nebraska. Recently, new leads have emerged that might help locate him. One tip places him at a convenience store in Scotts Bluff. Another tip involves two women in distress spotted nearby. Brian Eads, lead investigator with the Gearing Police Department, confirmed he received the tips but hasn't determined whether they're credible. Engelbert had argued with his in-laws before his disappearance and called family and friends for a ride, but no one was close enough to help. Despite extensive searches and ongoing investigations, his whereabouts remain unknown. The new leads are being investigated by a volunteer private investigator and local law enforcement. Engelbert's family continues to seek information and support from the community if they have any information about his whereabouts. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.